DW News.
Hello, I'm George Okachi. Kenya's Gen Z protesters have vowed to continue demonstrating to challenge President William Ruto's recent policies. Riot police were seen patrolling the streets of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Tuesday, using tear gas to disperse small groups of protesters. The youth have stepped up their campaign against Ruto's administration, despite his announcement last week that he would refrain from signing into law a controversial finance bill that triggered the protests, which the president has referred to as treasonous. DW's Nairobi-based correspondent Sela Oneko has spoken to some of the protesters.
So why did you come out today? Are you protesting? What are you doing?
We came out today to protest peacefully because we have to keep on the spirit if we really want to get to our goal.
They rejected the finance bill, but they're continuing to plan without the involvement of the masses. That's why we're here today, and we're standing together with the fallen comrades who have been killed in demanding for justice.
UNICEF says 3 million children living in the Central African Republic are now the world's most deprived. Half of the country's children do not have access to health services, and almost 40% suffer from chronic malnutrition, according to the UN Children's Agency. Furthermore, only few have access to clean water, sanitation, or a healthy diet. Political instability is also now putting the country at a high risk of entering a humanitarian crisis. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned that a Supreme Court landmark ruling giving former President Donald Trump partial immunity from criminal prosecution sets a dangerous precedent. The court ruled that U.S. presidents enjoy absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. The justices found on Monday that a president had immunity for official acts but was not immune for unofficial acts and referred the matter back to a trial judge. And finally, in sports, Portugal head coach Roberto Martinez says he is proud of his captain Cristiano Ronaldo. This follows a game of epic drama for the Portugal star, who missed a spot kick, forcing their game against Slovenia to stretch to penalty shootout. Portugal, however, qualified thanks to their goalkeeper Diogo Costa, who saved all three of Slovenia's kicks. They will now face France in the quarterfinals. In today's matches, the Netherlands face off against Romania, while Turkey will battle it out with Austria. In other sports news, Eritrea's Biniam Girmay made history by becoming the first black African rider to claim victory at the prestigious Tour de France. He crossed the finish line ahead of other competitors, completing the stage in 5 hours, 26 minutes and 48 seconds. And that's it for the news bulletin. You can find more information on our website, dw.com/Africa, or on our Facebook page, DW Africa. My name is George Okachi.